Mike Pence let me down. That was all President Trump had to say to his staff on the evening of January 6th, just after he released a video urging rioters to leave the U.S. Capitol. Representative Adam Kinzinger told us what Trump said during primetime hearings of the January 6th committee last night. The Republican from Illinois also issued a warning about the fate of our democracy if lawmakers do not act.
If we do not renew our faith and commitment to these principles, this great experiment of ours, our shining beacon on a hill, will not endure.
NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh is with us now to go over last night's riveting, sometimes dramatic testimony. Deirdre, welcome.
Hi there, Peter.
So the hearing took a look at what President Trump was doing during the 187 minutes that he went silent as his supporters took over the Capitol. It turns out, Deirdre, that he really wasn't doing much of anything at all, was he?
No, he wasn't. We learned through testimony from aides in the West Wing that President Trump was in the dining room off the Oval Office watching Fox News during the hours that the Capitol was under violent siege. The public schedule for the president that the committee obtained had this big gap in it. Also, the call logs had this big gap. So the committee got testimony from a variety of top White House officials who said, you know, were asked multiple times, did the president reach out to the Defense Department, the Homeland Security Department, anyone in the national security apparatus to respond to the attack? And one after the other, they said no. He was just watching TV.
There's a pretty riveting moment when, for the first time, we also heard that Secret Service radio recordings showing that many of them were terrified. They feared for their lives. What was on those recordings?
You know, I was in the committee room last night when they played these tapes. These were communications from the radios of Secret Service agents on Vice President Mike Pence's detail. And the room was just silent. This was the first time we heard the panic voices of those agents. I mean, they were reporting to each other how close the violent mob was getting to where the vice president and his team were on the second floor in the Capitol. They reported, you know, the mob was getting closer and closer and were worried they were running out of time to evacuate the vice president. You know, at one point there was a White House official who was unidentified who was hearing these communications at the White House and was saying that agents were panicked and some were even talking about saying goodbye to their families and worried that they were going to have to use some kind of lethal force. So, I mean, I think it was a lot uglier than we obviously saw that day. And what they were reporting to each other was very, very concerning to those around them.
So there was taped testimony. There was also some live testimony. Two Trump aides who resigned following January 6th were testifying, Matthew Pottinger and Sarah Matthews. Matthews talked about the power that Trump had over his supporters when he tweeted that his vice president, Pence, didn't have the courage to do what needed to be done. Here's Sarah Matthews.
They truly latch on to every word and every tweet that he says. And so I think that in that moment, for him to tweet out the message about Mike Pence, it was him pouring gasoline on the fire and making it much worse.
How effective do you think that testimony was from those witnesses last night?
I think it was really compelling. I mean, I think we should remind our listeners that the witnesses that testified were all longtime Republican aides. You know, Pottinger worked the entire four-year term in Trump's White House as a top national security official. He was the top national security official on the day of the attack. Matthews worked both on the Trump campaign, traveled around the country with him, and then was brought into the White House communications office. You know, these were people that were touting the accomplishments of the Trump administration, were proud of the policies that they worked on with him. But they said, you know, when the president tweeted criticism of Vice President Pence at 2:24 on January 6th, essentially what they said, giving a green light to the violence at the Capitol, that was just a bridge too far, and they both resigned.
Another key moment, the outtakes from a message that Donald Trump tried to tape on January 7th, in which he appeared agitated, angry, disturbed. He refused to say that the election was over.
Yeah, I mean, we had heard that the committee was going to play some of these outtakes, and we had never seen them before. There was a script, clearly, that the White House operation had put together, you know, having the president say, you know, the election is over, Congress certified the vote, and he said those words and then immediately stopped and said, I'm not going to say that, not accepting that the election was over, and he would only say that Congress had certified the vote. I mean, this was the day after, you know, police were violently attacked at the Capitol. I mean, it was just a clear sign that he was not ready to move on.
I was really struck by the closing statements that we heard from Representatives Kinzinger, also Elaine Luria, Committee Vice Chair Liz Cheney. Two of those people are Republicans, by the way, all suggested that our democracy would implode, as we said at the beginning there. But here's some tape from Liz Cheney.
And every American must consider this. Can a president who is willing to make the choices Donald Trump made during the violence of January 6th ever be trusted with any position of authority in our great nation again?
Just very briefly, Deirdre, what can we expect now that we've had this primetime moment? What can we expect going forward?
Well, Cheney has said that they continue to get more evidence from witnesses and that they're going to take the August break to continue these threads in their investigation, probably most notably following up on text messages that went missing from the Secret Service, trying to find out what happened there. We expect them to have more public hearings in September, some kind of interim report potentially in September, and then by the end of the year, we'll get the final report and recommendations from the January 6th committee.
All right. NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh, thank you so much.
Thank you.